Last time on Taverns and Caverns, them sinners, because I refuse to call them pure as fire, because there's nothing pure about them. They committed crimes against Rasslerism. First, eavesdropping on the good father's discussion with the mysterious Firebringer. Then, their meddling continued, discovering our secrets, our experiments against the Yaksha, getting their dirty hands on our books, even touching one of our relics, the Bone of Azatl. I bet they enjoyed that. But worst of all, they found out Father Payne's methods of renewal thanks to the generosity of our followers. But I, Lionel Faust, failed Father Payne once, but them sinners fucked up now, cause I snooped and I discovered their secrets. Now I sit and wait, for I will smite them sinners and permanently snuff that fire out. Episode 97, Paladin of Rasslerism.
I am going to open up the turn order thing because shit's about to happen. But before we do anything, Rod, as I've mentioned to you, you will roleplay Rassler, but you won't have to worry about controlling him in battle. I will go ahead and do that. And I'll describe like his movements and whatnot. And you can just have fun with what he's saying during said movements.
Oh, wait, Faust. You said Rassler. I was like, wait, what?
I'm sorry.
Can anybody do him?
Brother Faust. Sorry, not Rassler. But yes. So as Brother Faust steps through that doorway or that hole in the wall with the two acolytes, he sees the five of you. What does Brother Faust say?
Well, well, well. What do we have here? The sinners.
Sinners? We're just hard workers.
And she stomps on the floor.
Yeah, floorboards are good. We'll just be leaving now.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff that we've been looking all over for. But now that we found you, I think we're going to make our exit.
You like to lie to another sin.
Fuck. Why Ryan sound like he was in the next room week?
Because you probably hear him through my microphone.
Taraki looks at Brother Faust.
I suggest you stand aside, surrender now, or succumb to the way of the Omnikami.
The Omnikami isn't shit. Oh yeah. Stella, God.
Stella points.
You can't say that in church.
Baraki looks at the rest of you.
I don't think there's any way of escaping this. We're going to have to fight him and the two acolytes behind him. Are you guys ready for this?
Friends?
Most of us are.
And she whispers to Aurora Yome, step in the back. And,
You see Roy touch himself to cast his armor.
Now's not the time to touch yourself.
Brother Faust, surely you don't want to fight us. Ain't that a sin as well?
To cleanse sin. Well, your time for redemption is over. It's time to pay your tithes, and it's coming out your ass, motherfuckers.
It's tripping. Ryan's left.
You're killing Ryan.
You're gonna pay the tithes out your ass. I'm rolling initiative. I'm sick of
it. Yeah, everyone roll initiative.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and draw a blade here.
He talking cold cash.
He's also gonna add, now it's time to face retribution. And you pull out his sword, and that's what it says on the sword.
I got scared of the sword. I got low initiative, I got scared of the sword.
All right.
He intimidated you.
Yep.
All right. So yeah. I'll make a roll for Brother Faust. The acolytes will go on the same turn as Brother Faust. And y'all, okay. Let's see.
Oh shit.
All right. So what do we have? We have. Oh wow. There's a lot of low rolls. Yome with a 17, followed by Stella with a 12. Brother Faust and the Acolytes have a 12 as well. Taraki with a 9. Roy with a 9. Hoto with a 6. Let's see. Taraki and Roy. Roy, what's your dex?
A 1.
Baraki has a 3 dex, so he'll go before you. Stella, what's your dex?
My dex is a... What the fuck? Oh, 4.
All right, you go before they do then. Okay. So, we have the turn order for battle. Brother Faust is not letting you guys escape without a fight. You are going to have to fight to escape the current situation. So, with that at hand, Brother Faust, is there anything else you want to say before we start this battle?
No. I don't think he's just going to be quiet.
All right. Now. Yome, you are the first. You have a 17. What are you doing? You have 3 enemies before you. Now. Yep.
Well, I can only move 15 feet. So
correct.
I'm going to move here. I think that was 15 feet.
Oh, you get closer to them then? All right.
Well, yeah. If I want to bonk them, I gotta.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And then I'm going to use Sacred Flame.
Oh, damn.
So they need to do a dex saving throw.
Who is they? Who are you casting that on?
Oh, just Brother Faust.
Brother Faust? All right, Brother Faust. He's got to make a what save, you said?
Dex saving throw.
All right, you guys will be able to see what Brother Faust rolls, because I have him programmed on roll 20. I don't have the Acolytes programmed. The Acolytes, I'll just roll my own dice. But Brother Faust, you'll see him.
Oof. So well, that means he takes no damage, I would assume, right?
Yes. So, Yome, you attempt to cast your spell as that sacred flame begins to form on Brother Faust. He just is able to swipe it away with his sword. His sword of punishment. Does Faust say anything about that?
Pathetic. That's all he's going to say.
Okay. All right, Yome, anything else?
I will wait for Spiritual Weapon because I don't know how many spell slots I'm gonna end up using, so.
Okay.
We'll hold out.
Stella, it is your turn.
Stella, seeing Yome and Faust have their little interaction, she's trying to hurry up, and you see her scribbling.
Ties coming out of your ass. All right, bitch.
And she's going to cast Cloud of Daggers at 2nd level.
Okay.
Nice.
7 slashing damage because I wrote 2 fucking ones.
Are you casting on the square Brother Faust is on?
Correct.
Okay. So right there. Okay. So he'll take 7 slashing damage. Perfect. Let me put his HP in here real quick. All right. So Brother Faust, he feels the blades begin to cut into him, but he's not worried too much because he has got that thick plate armor on. So he takes 7 slashing damage.
And she feeling real brave. She's going to step kind of in front of Yome. And that'll end my turn.
Okay. It is now...
Okay, you're close. You about to beat your worst.
Yup, he's about to beat your worst. All right. All right, so Brother Faust will take another 7 points of damage because he starts his turn in the daggers. Or, I'm sorry, you roll that damage again. So go ahead and roll the damage.
Gotcha. 44...
All right, so he takes an additional 8 slashing damage, and you just see he's going to step out of that here momentarily. But you see he steps forward out of the blade of daggers next to you, Stella. And as he does so, he's going to use a bonus action. And I'll have Rod speak for Brother as he's doing this, but let me describe what he's doing first. He is going to use a bonus action to cast a spell on his attack. He is going to do what's called Branding Smite. The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, the weapon gleams with astral radiance. As you strike, the attack deals an extra 2d6 radiant damage to the target if it hits. He's going to slash at you with his Sword of Punishment. He gets 1 attack there, and then will 16 hit you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, and he swings again. Will a 23 hit you?
It will.
So that'll be 6 slashing damage.
Okay.
So 6 slashing damage, and then an additional 2d6 damage because of that branding smite. So 9 more damage on top of that 6.
Not damn.
Right.
And I need you to make me a constitution saving throw because you were hit by the long sword of punishment.
Oh, man.
21, you save. Nothing happens. If you had failed, you would have been bleeding out and taking damage each turn at the beginning of your turn.
Is she holding where he slashed?
Ain't no tides in my ass.
Does the brother say anything during this movement?
Yeah.
What's he say?
You think he can hurt me? I'm one with God. Now see what God can do. Little bitch.
He's a savage.
He is.
All right. That's his turn. The acolytes now have a turn. One comes around the blade or the sword or the daggers to avoid it. And they're going to come around. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. They step around, Brother Faust. And the one that's now close to Hota and Yome holds a hand out. And he yells out, "Sacred Flame!"
Ugh.
I need Hota to make a dexterity saving throw.
All right.
Oh! You will be taking 16 points of radiant damage.
Mm.
Oh.
The other acolyte comes around.
Oh, I'm using Uncanny Dodge. Half that.
All right. So 8 points of damage. He's dead. The other acolyte comes around behind brother, places a hand on his shoulder.
Hear not, brother! I shall heal you of your wounds.
He's casting healing cure wounds.
We gotta take these dudes out.
He's gonna heal brother for 8 points of damage. That's their turn. It is now Taraki's turn. He's seeing what's going on.
Get out of my way. I will tear your throat asunder for what you've done to the shrine and the Omnikami. It is blasphemy, and I shall have my claws in your throats.
He is going to run towards the closest acolyte because everyone else is kind of in the way. So he doesn't want to push through everyone to get to Brother Faust. So he's going to go for the acolyte that's closest to him. And he gets 3 attacks. And the 2 will hit. Actually, no. Only 1's going to hit. And he's only able to do... Oh, he rolled the lowest he could there. 4 slashing damage to the acolyte. All right, Roroy. What are you doing?
All right. Roroy is actually going to go for Brother Farce. So he's going to walk in between Hota and Taraki and get right next to him.
Okay.
And he's going to use his Thunder Gauntlets.
All right. Go ahead and make an attack. 19. Will that hit? That will miss.
Ooh.
Damn.
He's going to do it again.
All right. 22 will hit.
Fuck yeah.
And actually, Roy's going to be quiet for this.
All right. So,
he's not going to say anything.
Roy just punches the shit out of Brother Faust's face with 8 thunder damage. How's the brother react to this?
You think you can hurt me, son? Nah. God's with me, boy.
All right. Anything else for Roy? Is that it for you?
He will take half disadvantage if he attacks anyone other than Roroy.
Oh.
Just to let you know.
Okay. So I'll give him the red icon so I know he has disadvantage. All right. Hota, your turn.
Hota has his scimitar out, and he dips low and charges at the acolyte near Taraki and slashes.
All right.
All the way.
17 will hit.
And since he's within 5 feet of Taraki, that's some sneak attack damage on that.
Yeah.
So let's get this in here. And let me get my advanced dice roller. Get my 3d6. Bam! Bam!
10. All right. So how do you kill that acolyte?
I slash through his torso as he's facing Taraki right before he swings.
He drops to the ground. Ah, brother, help me. He drops to the ground, fucking gone.
Oh, go with God there. Don't worry, I'll be sending your boys there with you. Tell them I sent you.
All right. It is now Yome's turn.
Yome is going to cast Aid. I can choose up to three creatures, so I'm going to pick Kotaro, Roy, and Stella. Sorry, Toriaki. It increases their current hit points by 10. It says it increases their hit point maximum and current hit points increased by 5 for the duration, but since it's level 3, it's an additional 5. So 10.
Okay.
So plus 10?
So plus 10 for all of you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all get 10 temporary hit points.
Oh, thank you.
And then I will cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay. Where do you want to cast it?
Is that Alkalite down?
The one next to Taraki, dead. Yeah.
Oh, he's dead? Okay. Yep. So I'm going to put it behind the other Alkalite.
Okay. All right. And do you move anywhere or do you stay there?
I can move.
Keep in mind, you are still in his threat range. So if you do move away from the threat range.
I was going to move away. I was going to move like behind him so that.
Oh, that's where the daggers are.
Oh, they can hit me?
Yes.
Well, I don't want that. So I guess I'll just stay where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Stella, you're up.
Okay. And she's still pissed she got hit for that much damage. And she breathes hard. And she goes, hey.
Travel far and wide until my feet blistered. Watching days go and nights come amongst the shifters. The sound of wicked rhymes cloud your ear, your mind withers. The sinner sister that casts dissonant whispers.
And
that was fire.
Yeah.
I don't think that hits though. Well, he has to beat his DC 16 wisdom.
Wisdom save. Brother or the acolyte?
Brother Faust.
Brother Faust. Okay.
Wisdom. He's the only one that exists right now to me.
He was talking too much shit.
I got an 11, so he failed.
Nice. So you take 14 psychic damage.
All right.
Brother and as Faust. A bonus action, I'm going to give Roy a bardic inspiration die that he can use on an attack roll or a saving throw. And it's a d8.
Okay.
It also says that Brother Faust would have to immediately use. When it failed, to it takes blah, blah, blah. It must immediately use its reaction if available to move as far away as its speed allows from you.
Okay.
Damn.
So, Brother Faust, you can feel the dissonant whispers in his head that's telling him to move away from Stella, and he's forced to move away as he takes the 16 psychic damage. Furthest he can move away is just back along the wall behind him, so he'll move away.
Also, you probably could have rolled one more d6, because it says if you cast it at a higher level, you should be able to cast it at, what, third level, I think?
Oh, that's it.
That's only if Stella has access to third level spells.
Yeah.
I do. Wait,
you
I think this is
4d6.
Yeah.
You'd have to use a third level slot instead of a second level slot to do that. So if you have a third level slot available, I'll let you do it.
I only have one left. I don't want to use it yet.
Okay. Fair. All right. So it is now, or is there anything else, Stella, that you do? Sorry.
I already used my bonus. Yeah, I did. Wait, did he move away from me?
Oh, yeah, he did.
You can want the red dot on him?
Yes.
Do you guys get to hit him if he moves away like
that's
that?
That's what
though?
I was about to ask.
Roroy, yeah. You get an attack of opportunity.
Okay. We'll use the thunder gauntlets.
That's going to miss. Yeah, that'll miss regardless.
Does my weapon get to hit him since he walked that way?
You can add your... Well, no, actually don't. Because it still won't hit.
Yeah, Yomi, you can attempt to hit him.
Well,
that's going to miss.
I missed.
Okay. All
he was
right.
too scooty.
So it's now their turn. Brother Faust is mad. Brother, I need you to act upon what I'm about to do. The brother, being pissed at what just happened, he does not like to be forced away from his confrontation. All right. He's going to do a combo. He is using his bonus action. He's going to cast Branding Smite yet again as a bonus action. And what he does, so he's going to look at the closest individuals. So he will run towards Stella. He is really mad at you, Stella, for what you made him do.
Oh, boy.
He charges you. His Branding Smite.
He has disadvantage.
Yeah, he has disadvantage. But his Branding Smite, if it hits, will do additional damage. He swings at you, but as he swings at you, he is going to channel divinity. Paladins can do this. He is going to channel guided strike as his channel divinity is used to strike with supernatural accuracy. When you make an attack roll, you can use your channel divinity to gain plus 10 bonus to whatever you roll. So he's going to swing at you. Long sword of punishment. And that's going to get a plus 10 to that. Oh, wait, he's a disadvantage. Sorry. Let's roll two. So a 10 plus 13, 23. Does that hit?
Yes.
Oof.
All right. Because that hits with guided strike, he is now using divine smite as a spell slot. When he hits somebody with his weapon, he can expend one of his spell slots to add additional damage. He's going to use his level one spell slot. He's out of level two spell slots for now. So this is going to do some damage to you. So be ready. So first, you're going to take... Whoops, I didn't mean to roll that. You're going to take the damage of his longsword. Oh! 8 slashing damage from his longsword. And then 2d6 radiant damage from the branded smite he casted as a bonus action. So that's additional 4 radiant damage. And then divine smite, which is going to be an additional 2d8. 7 points of damage. So that's all together, that's what, 8 plus 4 is 12, plus 7, 19 points of damage.
Jeez.
And make me a constitution saving throw.
And I'm going to add a bardic inspiration die to that, because I just don't want to fail.
Okay.
That's a d8.
All right.
That's 16. But how much damage did you say that was again? 19?
19.
Stella.
What the fuck?
So, let's see here. He gets a second attack, though, but he won't have that divine smite on it. And he has a disadvantage. But he still gets that plus 10. So 12 plus 10 is 22. Will that hit?
Yeah.
So you will be taking an additional 12 slashing damage.
Damn.
Oh.
All right. So 19 plus 12 altogether. So you've taken 31 damage this round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
all right. As he's doing all that and buffing himself, Rod, I'll let you describe what he's saying as he's doing all this.
You think your words can affect me? I'm with God. Now you'll face him.
All right. And with that, the acolyte behind him is going to look around and he sees the others.
You will not harm us, for God guides our path.
And he's going to cast another Sacred Flame. I need Hota to make me another Dexterity saving throw.
All right, let's roll better this time.
Because he saw you take out his boy. He wants to take you out.
There we go. That Dark
All right.
Souls roll.
Yeah, the Dark Souls roll. So you are able to dodge the attack completely. And it is now Taraki's turn. Taraki's going to come around the other acolyte, and he's gonna give him a 3-piece. Maybe. Oh, 2 of them hit. For a total of 10 points of damage.
It's all right. 2-piece crispy chicken, no sides.
Yep. That's all he can do for now. Roroy, what are you doing?
Thunder gauntlets to Brother Foss.
Is it weird fighting yourself?
A little bit. Oh, shit.
You didn't even want to hit yourself. That's why you're rolling a 9.
That's going to miss, too. Brother Faust, he's able to dodge them left and right. What's Brother say to Roroy?
You could get a 21 if you add your die to that 13. I don't know if that's his AC, but I know a 22 hit him. Just saying.
You know, I better do that.
Yeah, you might want to.
Yeah. So just roll a D8.
Yeah.
19. That will not hit.
God damn it.
Shit.
What's brother say as he dodges Roy's punches?
Pathetic boy. You should have been with God.
Anything else for Roy?
No. No. No, there's nothing he can do.
All right. Ota.
Ota is going to step on the acolyte that he just dropped and pincer this acolyte and Brother Faust. But he's going to go for the acolyte. He's going to slash. Send him to his boy.
Okay.
Oh!
That'll miss.
Well, he ain't got
a breath from that dexterity roll.
Right.
that's a 10 altogether after that natural one. So that will miss, unfortunately.
Ooh, I'm about to use my offhand. I'll just stab with the dagger then.
Okay. That will hit.
That's better. I'm going to throw some sneak attack on that, though.
All right.
Where's my sneak attack? There we go.
Minus 13 points of damage to that. He drops to a knee. He's really hurt. Ugh. Bastard. All right. Uh-huh. Anything else?
Nope. I unsheathe my dagger from his collarbone and put it back in my scabbard.
All right. Yome, what are you doing?
I'm going to cure wounds on Stella because I think she is quite messed up. And we're going to do that at third level. So it's going to be 3d8.
Okay. Nice. 18. Stella Hayes.
Cure her for 18 damage. And then my bonus action will be to whack this dude with my spiritual weapon.
The acolyte,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
11.
Just kidding. I miss.
11 will miss.
Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious, nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. And best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap, and you're good to go. With over 30 plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Me personally, like Damien, I like things that look expensive, so I went with the black marble. What are you waiting for? Go to blendjet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. And go to blendjet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And now, without further ado, back to our adventure.
Spiritual weapon is not pulling through, I tell you what.
All right.
It must also be exhausted.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything else, Yomi, or is it Stella's turn?
Nope, that's all I got. All
right, round three, Stella.
Okay. So, it's pretty close. The dude is right next to her, so she's just going to slash at him with her rapier. Fucked him up. 10 piercing damage.
24 will hit Brother Faust for 10 piercing damage.
Nice.
All right, did Brother Faust say anything to that? As he gets pierced between his thick armor?
You just kind of hear him wrench in pain a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that? Bitch, you like being called a bitch? Do unto others as others do unto you, whatever it was. That's what you preach is what I'm saying.
You're going to make him mad.
He walked in here mad.
I just healed you.
That's true.
That's true.
He did come in here mad. Mad as hell, too.
All right. Anything else, Stella?
She's waiting for you. Us, honestly.
I got healing word, though. I can cast it on myself. I think.
Oh, Brother Faust is waiting for us. He was down here like, I'm going to catch these sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I am gonna cast Healing Word on myself as a bonus action.
Okay. Just
because, yeah.
All right. I think that's what, a D4 or D6.
It is 1d4 plus my spellcasting modifier, but second level or higher, the healing increases by 1d4 for each slot level above first. So wait, what level spell is this?
Oh. It's okay. Level 1.
Okay, cool. What? Yeah, I mean, if I try to cast it on myself, how would I just...
You just have to roll over.
What a fucking die. I'm a dummy. Every time I tell Ryan to cut out when I be dumb, it'd be like, I'll be pissed off. But wait, my spell casting modifier is what?
I don't know. Mine's wisdom. I don't know what yours
is. That just what your best skill is?
It could be your intelligence or wisdom.
Or will it just say spell attack bonus?
It's going to be charisma based off your, since you're a bard.
Gotcha.
Yeah, your spell modifier.
So it's whatever your plus is for your...
Ooh, a 5. That's not bad. Okay, so 1d4 plus 5. Garbage, but okay. I needed that.
Well, 4 plus 5, right?
Yeah, so. 9.
Yeah.
All right. Do you move away or do you stand your ground?
No, I'm going to stand my ground. Fuck him.
All right, the brother's turn, the acolyte. The acolyte's panting heavily.
Brother! I'm on my last leg, but I'll do what I can to support you, brother.
He's going to cast Cure Wounds on the brother. And he heals the brother for 9 points of damage.
We got to kill
him. He's going out trying to cure him.
Right. Devoted.
Yep.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother is going to make his attack now. And where is his character sheet? Let's see. He can sense he has the disadvantage. He sees Stella gets healed up, and he just takes a deep breath. He looks around him, and he notices that out of the 4 of you that's surrounding him, he's going to make a medicine check. Let's see. 1 second.
Actually, he no longer has disadvantage.
Oh, he doesn't have disadvantage? Okay. All right. So he looks around. And a quick glimpse, he can definitely tell Stella just got healed. He saw Yome touch Stella to get healed. He looks around him, and with an 11, he can't tell who's the weakest or anything, but he knows that Hota has taken out one of his allies, and he's going to look at Stella and basically say, give her the look, I'll get back to you next time.
Yeah, okay.
And he's going to go after Hota. Hota. He swings the long sword of punishment.
Hold to raise himself.
22.
Oh!
As he hits you, you will take 11 slashing damage.
Oh!
Make me a constitution saving throw as you are hit with the long sword of punishment. All right, you've saved. And after the 11 points of slashing damage, he'll use another spell slot to cast Divine Smite. To get additional 2d8 radiant damage on you. You are taking 6 more radiant damage.
Take a 6 more?
Yep.
Oh!
And he slashes again with the longsword punishment because he has 2 attacks. 12. That probably will miss.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Do you say anything, Brother Faust, as you cut into Hota?
You take out one of my followers, I'll take you out.
You're about to follow your follower.
And he is going to stay where he's at. He can't really move all that much. So it's now Taraki's turn. Taraki is going to jump into this dude. And 2 will hit for 14 points of damage. You see Taraki, he just yolks up the acolyte with his arm around his neck. He pulls him to the side. And he just snaps his neck. The second acolyte drops to the ground, dead. And Taraki looks at the brother.
Your men are gone. Your next sinner.
You're the sinner.
That's not true, sir. Taraki, sick burn.
You defiled the Omnikami, and for that, we shall defile you. Your body shall be fed to the Yaksha themselves for what you've done to the residents of Miyazu.
You heard him.
All right, Roy, it's your turn.
He's going to grab Brother Farce and use Shocking Grasp.
19 will not hit. I'm sorry. You keep rolling that 19. Do you still have that Bardic Inspiration? Or did you use it already?
He used it, but already. I'll give him another one on the next turn.
Okay. We have a second attack, right? Oh, no, that was a spell.
No, that was a spell.
Okay. So he avoids your Shocking Grasp. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Hota.
Hota squares up with Brother Faust like the beginning of a Soul Calibur match. Yeah, we're about to start doking it.
Oh, that will miss.
Wait. Oh, he probably has a high AC too, even if I use Fortune in the Many. Yeah, he probably has a high AC. If 19 didn't touch. Whew. Well, he's gonna go and try to attack with the dagger then.
Okay.
Ha!
Nice. Oh, crit!
Throw some sneak attack in there too while I'm at it. There's that and a sneak attack.
Nice.
Right in the chest.
All right, for 15 points of damage. Very nice. Brother's not down. You heard him though.
How'd you like that? That feel good? More where that came from, buddy.
Isn't it 22 points of damage? The sneak attack plus that 7?
Yeah. Yeah. Altogether, yes.
Yeah, it gets bitch ass.
Yeah. All right. Hota, do you do anything else? That's it.
Nope, that's it. He's just going to talk shit in his face.
All right. Yome.
All right. Well, since we're just beating it, I can't stand in that bladed area. Let me do...
I mean, your spiritual weapon can still attack him from its current angle.
Yeah. I could Sacred Flame him, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he just have to make a saving throw, right?
Yeah, it's a dex one. He seemed to roll pretty high on that, though.
And that's up to you.
Let's try it.
All right, dex saving throw, then?
Yep.
Oof!
Ugh.
A 20. He is able to evade your Sacred Flame.
Annoying. You're annoying, Brother Faust. Annoying.
Look, you're seeing the rolls this time around. I ain't lying.
I know. You always roll well. All right. Well, I guess I'll try to bonk him with my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Oh! You gotta be kidding me.
Brother is...
I'm exhausted.
Dodging. Yeah, you're too exhausted.
I'm so tired. I want to hit him with that stupid bone. That's what I should have done. Taken out with a piece of fabric and thrown it on him. Let him see God.
Do you move anywhere? Do you stay there?
No, I'm fine where I'm at.
All right, Stella.
All right. You know what?
Stopping me, dropping me. Dude, who are you trying to be? Every time I open up my mouth, I drop that blazing heat and Miss Guggenheimen on the mic. You better run and flee. And if you don't, then I just have to cast that vicious monolith.
He has to beat a 16.
Wisdom? Okay.
Yep.
Let's see what he gets. 17.
This funky bitch.
I know.
Oh, he was out of control.
Them words. Disgusting.
Wait. I'm going to give Taraki a bardic inspiration die for his next turn.
Okay. Cool. All right. And you stay where you're at.
Yep.
It's Brother Faust's turn. He sees you're all surrounding him. His two acolytes are gone. He knows he's got to deliver divine punishment to all of you. And he's going to keep going. He knows he hit Hota pretty hard. Hota, he's going to attack you again.
Oh, bring it on.
All right, is the 13 hit you?
No.
He swings again. Does an 18 hit you?
Oh, yeah, it does.
He shall do 7 slashing damage plus his divine smite, which is additional 2d8 radiant damage.
Doing a candy roll. Uncanny dodge.
Nice. So you take another 7 damage after the 7. So 14 altogether.
All right, halving that.
So you halved the first attack or the second attack? Actually, technically, they're the same attack. So, yeah.
What's all together? 14?
14 altogether.
Okay.
All right. Make me a constitution saving throw, though.
Whew.
13. You need a... Oh, you saved. All right. Cool. It's now Taraki's turn. Taraki is going to step forward on top of the dead body of the acolyte. And he's going 3-piece his ass. Only one will hit for 8 bludgeoning damage. You just see Taraki, he jumps over the acolyte's corpse and he just decks Brother Faust in the face with his right fist for 8 points of damage. Brother Faust drops to one knee. He is hurt and panting as Taraki's looking down at him. Roy, you're next.
I think, did he do any constitution saving throws, Brother Farce?
I don't think he has made one yet.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Shatter.
Oh, remember, that hits anyone within range.
Worth it.
Hold on.
Light his bitch ass.
Yeah, 10-foot radius sphere center on that point.
Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Not hit everybody.
Literally.
Never mind. I'll just use the Thunder Gauntlets again.
Okay.
Oh, that will miss.
Roll again. Don't you have 2 attacks or do you only have 1? Oh, dude. My God.
Jesus.
Roy is so fucked up from that vision he had.
Hmm?
That's a 13 and a 12. You do not hit Brother Faust. And he's able to avoid Roy's punches. Anything else for Roy?
No, that's it.
All right, Hota.
You're about to see God. Your God is about to... Did I do it right? He's going to let the scimitar descend.
16 will miss.
What? Let's see. Would it? A 19 won't hit him, would it?
No. That's what Roy's been rolling.
Yeah, I figured. I'm not going to do that then. Well, I was going to stab with the dagger again. Ain't this.
Oh, he blocks both of your attacks with his sword.
Perhaps I shouldn't have mocked you.
What's the brother respond with?
Bitch, I'm with God. And you ain't.
Well, that's fair. Fair enough.
Yome, round 4. What are you doing? Brother Faust is on one knee. He's hurt.
Well, I'm going to try to hit his ass, but hasn't been going great.
Preach.
He's a tank, man. He's built like a tank.
Constitution saving. I'm going to do Word of Radiance. I'll try Constitution.
Go ahead and post that. So I don't know what that does. So.
Oh, it's just he has to succeed a Constitution saving throw or take. It'll be 2d6.
So he rolled a 7.
Because I assume he has to beat my spell save.
Yeah.
DC, which is 15. So.
So what happens? He just takes
2d6.
Of what? That's like all. Like what? 2d6 of
creature
what?
Creature of your choice. Radiant damage.
Okay. So we take 7 points of radiant damage. His one knee drops to the ground as well. He's on both knees now. He is hurt. Brother Faust, hurt.
Get on your knees, brother.
Mm-hmm. Kill him.
Oh. Spiritual weapon miss.
Yeah, even with the advantage there. Yep, that would miss. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Stella, your turn.
Stella is over it, and she pulls a rapier again and goes, enough for you! And
you will have advantage because Taraki's standing behind him. Nice. 24. 24 will hit. For 7 piercing damage. As you pierce the brother, you pierce his armor, and you feel your rapier go through it, and it touches his chest and soon pierces his rib cage. As you draw blood and pull your blade out, Brother Faust feels his body drop to the ground as he's bleeding out. Brother, is there anything you want to say as you find yourself being slain by the purest fires?
I failed you, Father. May you put these sinners in hell.
And he drops to the ground as he bleeds out. You guys have slain and vanquished Brother Faust.
Damn. It's kind of fucked up when it comes to the end and we're just surrounding him, beating the shit out of him.
He was banging with us. Oh, fuck him.
I run his pockets.
I want to know why he was down here just waiting.
Right.
He's sick. Collection plate coming around, bitch.
When did he get down there? We were in that room upstairs.
What do I roll to pick his pockets?
I mean, you can just pick him. I mean,
he's dead. He can't
what do you got?
Right. Just run him.
So he's got his long sword, which is obviously a special sword, magic sword. It's called the Long Sword of Punishment. And he's got
just put it in the bag.
He's just got his full plate armor, which is just normal plate armor, nothing special about it. He does have a ring on one of his fingers. And on the ring, you can see there is a small scribble on the golden ring that says repent. And that ring, your guess could be worth some gold or two because it is made out of gold. And in his other pockets, he's got 150 gold coins.
Anyone want the sword?
We're always going to take the sword.
Okay. I'll take the money.
So again, I'll post what the long sword of punishment does. Let me click on it. If you can see, when taking damage from this weapon, you have to make a DC 12 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you take 1d6 bleeding damage at the start of each of your turns. At the end of each turn, you may attempt to roll a DC 12 medicine check to halt the bleeding, to stop it. So it can do damage over time if you fail the con save, which is why I kept making you guys make con saves.
Gotcha.
And that's the long sword of punishment. But that's all he's got on him. That's all the brother has.
Stella, ring. She divides all the coins up evenly. 150 divided by 5. Everyone gets 30 gold.
All right.
Nice.
This thing ain't Damien.
Right. Damien had everything in the pockets.
Right. In church every Sunday, he broke. Pockets full as fuck.
Yep.
Taraki, he just grabs the brother by the neck. He lifts him. And he drags him up along the side. He just slams his body up against the bookshelf. And you just see he begins to punch the crap out of him, just beating him, his corpse. And he lets the corpse drop to the ground. You see Brother Faust's face is all bloodied and dislocated jaws and everything. And Taraki looks at the rest of you.
All right, let's go.
You feel better about that one?
I do.
Good, good. We all love therapy.
It burned the body.
We don't have time for that. We must get out of here. I'm sure we've made a commotion. The last thing we need is Rassler and the rest of the acolytes coming down from above. They now know where this exit leads to. We better get out of here as soon as possible.
Right. With ya.
All right.
And Stella starts to leave and she goes, oh, and snaps and she takes the repent ring.
I already took it.
Oh. I didn't hear that part. She checks the pockets one last time.
You check it one last time. And there's nothing else.
So she slaps him.
Bye, bitch.
All right. So you all rush out of that behind that portrait. Do you guys put the portrait back where it was, or do you just leave it that hole gaping in the wall there?
I'll put it back.
All right. So you put the portrait back. All right.
I just want people to have the visual that when I slapped him, it was like red when he punched Debo on the ground.
So as you all retreat back into the caverns below the shrine, you're making your way back towards the coastal area of Miyazu. And I'm assuming you guys are going to be heading back to the cavern that was hidden from sight to try and collect yourselves, hoping that Mizuno Amare sends reinforcements at some point, because she does have the ability to teleport people near there. But with you all escaping the shrine for now, You don't hear anyone coming from above, down below, at least for now. You guys are able to move through the cavern below until you reach the coastal areas. And there aren't any acolytes waiting for you outside the cavern that leads to the coast. And you're able to head back towards that hidden cavern where you had to swim to get into Miyazu. If you remember having to swim underground.
Yep.
And that's where the other acolyte that you guys tied up was hidden, or you guys tied him up there, if you remember, and questioned him. But you guys were able, you're able to get back to there pretty much safely without getting spotted for the time being. But you do now know that it's only a matter of time now, particularly because Brother Faust has been killed and lying dead in the storeroom. It's only a matter of time till the town is upon you. But with that, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
You know, we could have just took his body with us and then hid it within the cavern.
They would have seen all the blood marks on the floor and shit.
True.
All right. We took the bone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to notice. About
that. They're going to notice that probably more than Brother Faust.
Oh, yeah. They'll be more mad about the bone.
But you've done it. You've killed the brother.
Damn.
Rod, how do you feel about that, man? That was
just I don't know.
Had to fight his own character.
Don't feel right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what happened to Lugonith Valpine.
I know, I remember.
Didn't feel good, man. It felt weird. I was like, did I just kill me?
But, hey, man. The brother was strong, but he wasn't the end-all, be-all. Now, if you had to fight him with more acolytes, he would have been much harder.
He was already doing a ton of damage.
He was already doing, already trying to take us out.
Yeah. But there you go. You've seen how Rassler now, why he's looking younger every time you see him. He's doing the Shang Tsung.
Yep.
Your soul is mine. Lou!
You next.
Drained his ass, man.
Great. But that's all I got for today. Good shit, guys. Good shit.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, Miyazu, this little story in Miyazu is not done. You still got a cult to deal with.
Yeah.
But Yome and Roy, y'all gonna be fucked up for a little bit. Until you get some long rest, you're gonna have those levels of exhaustion.
I'm gonna need two long rests.
Yeah, exactly. Roy, after one long rest, you'll get rid of your exhaustion. But
good.
Yeah, so that, again, remember, that's just was serious shit. You guys saw Azado. The only other ones that have seen Azado were in the other side story. And Jake's character died in an instant when he said no. Just like how you guys technically died in your vision. That's how Jake's character died. That's how Lidarth died.
Damn.
He got burnt to a crisp.
Instant. Got smoked.
Azado said,
perish.
And he got smoked.
He got smoked. Got smoke. Chug knighted.
That's what happened to you.
You didn't say there was no magic coming from it or nothing. God dang it. You just said it looked like a bone.
Yeah.
I was like, pick that bitch up.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't going to tell you.
I wasn't going to tell you that. Why am I going to tell you that? I wanted you to touch that bone. You guys went right to it. I was like, damn. You're like,
rubbing his hands together, waiting.
That's a damn chopper up in here. That would have happened to Chopper. His ass would have been grabbing that bone up. Hey, I couldn't tell you, man. I had that written up. I said it in my notes. If someone touches this bone, they gotta make a saving throw. And this is what happens. Two of y'all. I didn't think two of y'all would touch it though.
I'm just glad
you said it was heavy. I brought Roy into that. He wasn't even part of it. He was just standing there.
Open up your bag.
Like, yep.
All right. I mean,
yep.
Roy would have went for it anyway if anyone asked him to do it. So.
Oh, God. It was bound to happen anyway. Damn.
Pretty much.
Yep. But don't worry, man. You guys, you'll face more of Rassler soon. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_
Nancy Bride King or NBK?
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, T-R-U-B-O-N-E.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.